From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 23rd. The morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian World. Friday afternoon fraud. Warning for UK homebuyers on bank scams. Victims have lost tens of thousands and in one case £300,000 due to fake emails from solicitor or estate agent. You are poised to move house and are awaiting the solicitor's instructions that things are ready to go and it is time to hand over your deposit. When the email arrives giving you their bank details, you set up the transfer and move the cash. And then the solicitor calls to ask where the money is. Conveyancing fraud involves criminals getting access to an email chain between homebuyers and their solicitors or estate agents and requesting payment to a bank account they control. Next, second, from The Guardian UK. Onshore wind farm applications hit 10-year high in England. Surge in proposals follows Labour's lifting of de facto ban, with about 45 plans submitted in the year to March. Plans for new onshore wind farms in England have reached their highest annual level in a decade, after the government overturned the Conservatives' de facto ban in 2015. About 45 applications for new onshore wind farms were submitted in the year to March, according to a Guardian analysis of government data. Continue reading up next. Third, from XDA Developers. A supposed GTA 6 build is going around the internet, but don't be fooled, it's fake and full of malware. Hey, I just... And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Top. Mystery AI model Ox Alpha draws developers with free access. Next, fifth, from MMA Fighting. UFC Sacramento post-fight show. Reaction to Gregory Rodriguez outlasting Anthony Hernandez. Gregory Rodriguez is a legitimate contender at 185 pounds. On Saturday night, Robocop picked up the biggest win of his career, outlasting Anthony Hernandez in the main event of UFC Sacramento to win a unanimous decision. The win should vault Rodriguez up the middleweight rankings and put him fully in the title mix at 185 pounds. Meanwhile, Fluffy has now lost two in a row, and his future at middleweight seems uncertain. Following UFC Sacramento, MMA Fighting's Jed Meshew and Alexander K. Lee discuss Robocop's big win and what it means for the 185-pound division. Up next, 6, from Sky Sports. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Brighton, Worcester and Deauville feature live on Sunday. Diamond Necklace looks to make it 7 from 7 in the Prix Jean at Louis Romanet at Deauville, on a card that also features a hotly contested Prix Morny. We also have competitive flat action from Brighton and Woe. Arcester, live on Sky Sports Racing from 12:58 p.m. We have a busy day's racing on Sunday with action from Brighton, Worcester and Deauville, live on Sky Sports Racing. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Diamond Necklace headlines at Deauville. And then, 7th, from BBC Sport Football. Flex your football brain with our daily quizzes. How much do you really know about football? Keep scrolling to beat all three of BBC Sport's daily quizzes. Today's questions, clues and answers have been set by Joe Rindle. Today's Who Am I? Guess the footballer in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. The fewer clues you need to get the right answer, the more points you score. Give us 5 correct answers inside 5 minutes. Guess today's fiendishly difficult question. You have 5 lives before the answer is revealed. Next, 8th, from the Daily Bast. Vanity Fair writer calls BS on Natalie Harp interview claim. Journalist Chris Whipple has called hogwash on rumors that Natalie Harp recused herself from Vanity Fair's bombshell White House cover story from DEC 2025, describing the aide as a troubled young woman, as scrutiny over her closeness to President Donald Trump intensifies. Harp has dominated headlines this week, ever since Democratic Sen. John Ossoff name-checked her during an attack on Trump at a re-election rally, casting a spotlight on the 35-year-old aide that widened when the Daily Beast published her bizarre letters to the president in full. Up next, 9th, from UPI Top News. Big Bad Film Fest. Michael Jai White nixed kicks in Undisputed Roman 2. This website is using a security service to protect itself from online attacks. The action you just performed triggered the security solution. There are several actions that could trigger this block, including submitting a certain word or phrase, a SQL command or malformed data. You can email the site owner to let them know you were blocked. Please include what you were doing when this page came up and the Cloudflare Ray ID found at the bottom of this page. And then, 10th, from Vogue, Zoe Kravitz experiments in a long misunderstood denim style. Zoe Kravitz knows good bottoms. Whether it's the rose flowing gala pants, cuckoo intimates Bermudas, or the no-waistband style still here lowrider jeans, Kravitz has a regular rotation of contemporary classics that act as the foundation of her wardrobe. Now engaged to partner Harry Styles, the actor and her pop star husband-to-be have established they have a similar taste in denim. Relaxed, usually straight leg, deep blue. That's the day. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.